Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, and good morning, everybody out there in Irish listening land. It's fine Mother's Day morning.
We join you as we do every Sunday morning from Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM in Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. We have a good show for you planned today. I'm not sure anything is relevant to mothers, but we'll find something, I'm sure. You're going to be hearing from the Bothy Band when my set begins, and Wolf Stone, as well as Seamus McGuire and Christy Moore. How about you, Farm?
Well, I got a couple of songs here that involve ladies. Doesn't have a lot to do with mothers, I don't believe, that I'm aware of, but I have some Kingfisher, some Lunasa, and some Gaelic Storm.
Excellent. So we're going to start off today's show with some Bothy Band from their Green Linnet 25th Anniversary album.
You sailors all come lend an ear and listen to me song. It's all the trick was played on me and it won't detain you long. I came home from sea the other day and a girl I chanced to meet. And she sassed me up along with her to dance in Patrick Street. Oh, says I, me pretty fair maid, I cannot dance too well. Besides, I'm bound for Newrytown, my parents they do dwell. I've been at sea these last few years, I've saved up £50, and my parents are expecting me tonight in Newrytown. Since you cannot dance too well, then you can have a treat. You can have a glass of brandy and something nice to eat. At 9 o'clock this evening, I leave your train, and don't forget to call on me when you come back again. Oh, she seemed to be so friendly, I went and hired a car. We both went down to Patrick Street, and on arrival there, the people on the other side, I thought I heard them say, oh, he'll sure be in need of a jaunting car before he gets away. We had not been long in the room when whiskey it came in. And when everyone had had their fill, the dancing did begin. Me and me love, we danced around all to a merry tune, while the other couples did the double shuffle round the room. And when dancing it was over, for bed we did prepare. And after that I fell asleep, the truth I will declare. Me darling and me £50, me golden all had fled. And there was I, myself alone, stark naked lying in bed. But a woman's skirt and jumper at the foot of the bed did lie. I wrung me hands and tore me hair, crying, oh, what will I do? Oh, fare thee well, sweet Newrytown, I'm sure I'll never see you. And when nighttime it was come again and daylight was away, I put on the skirt and jumper and I set off for the quay. And when I went on board the ship, the sailors all did say, oh, Jack has grown much prettier since last she went away. Oh, is this the new spring fashion that you went to buy on shore? And where's the shop that sells them? Do you think they may have more? The captain says, now Jack, I thought you were for Newrytown. You might have bought a better suit than that for £50. Well, I might have bought a better suit if I had had the chance. I met a girl in High Street, she's asked me to a dance. I danced me own destruction and I've done it so complete that I vow I'll never go back again and dance in Patrick Street. Come on, you young sailor boys, a warning take by me. And always keep good company when you go on a spree. Be sure and stay clear of Patrick Street, or else you'll rue the day. In a woman's skirt and jumper, they will ship you back to sea. Thank you.
you back a few years this time. I'm going to do a selection of songs here. This is one called Route 65 to Nashville.
Route 65 to Nashville.
Thanks for the ride. Hey, mister. It's nice I look just like your sister. You'd like to show me a good time, I believe you. Thanks for the offer. Here's where I need you. Route 65 to Nashville. I will pick it up just south of Louisville. It's on the right, the sign is green and white. I know it's waiting round the next hill. Route 65 to Nashville. Well, I was just 18, and he looked like Steve McQueen. Maybe you'll all join in and sing along with me. All ready? Come and look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't remind you. If only I could get down there. Of a blanket on the ground. Remember back when love first.
Philomena Begley there. The big band sound in Ireland, which is about 20 years, 5 years after everybody else's big band sound, the Irish got around to having theirs, with her versions of Route 65 to Nashville, Love Was Once Around the Dance Floor, in Blanket on the Ground. She was a big star in Ireland for a long time. And before that, you heard The Wishing Tree from Seamus McGuire, And we started off today's show with Tonight in Newrytown from the Bothy Band, from their Green Linnet 25th anniversary album. So you're going to start us off, Farmer.
I am. We're going to start this second set off with Lunasa.
Okay. A long one.
Yeah. Well,
maybe I'll take a nap.
Yeah.
When Bonnie commanded his armies to stand, and he leveled his cannon right over the land. Well, he leveled his cannon, his victory to gain, and slew my light horseman on the way home from Spain. Broken hearted I wander, broken hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie man in the cruel war of Spain. My bonny light horseman to the cruel war to go. Broken hearted I wander, broken hearted I'll remain, since my bonny night horse man in the cruel war was slain.
I learned a song in Grimsby over in England about 1987. It was during the Thatcher era. There was all kinds of things happening over in England, but I'll say one thing about Thatcher. Some fantastic songs were written during her reign. And this one was written by Peter Hames. It's called The Ballad of an Ordinary Man. Now we're on it. I'm an ordinary man, nothing special, nothing grand. I've had to work for everything I own. I never asked for a lot, I was happy with what I got, enough to keep my family and my home. They say the times are hard, and they've handed me my cards. They say there's not the work to go around, but when the whistle blows, the gates will finally close. Tonight they're gonna shut this factory down, then they'll tear it down. I never missed a day nor went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served the best I could. With a handshake and a check, it seems easy to forget. Loyalty through the bad times and the good. And the owner says he's sad to see that things have got so bad. But the captains of industry won't let him lose. He still smokes a cigar. He drives a brand new car. Still he takes his family on a cruise. He'll never lose. It seems to me a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. Now my check is spent, I can't afford the rent. One law for the rich, one law for the poor. Every day I've tried to salvage some of my pride, to find some work so I might pay my way. Everywhere I go, the answer's always no. No work for anyone here today. No work today. No work today. And so condemned I stand, just an ordinary man, like thousands beside me in the queue. I watch me darling wife trying to make the best of life. God knows what the kids are going to do. Now we're faced with this human waste, a generation cast aside. For as long as I live, I never will forgive. You stripped me of dignity and pride. You stripped me bare. You stripped me bare. No work today. No work today.
Yay! That was from the CD Music at Matt Malloy's. We all know where that is in Galway. And what you heard was a couple of jigs, the Kill Movie jig, Thy Maid in the Well jig, and Happy was another jig. It's from Music at Matt Malloy's. And before that, you heard from Christy Moore expressing his gratitude to Margaret Thatcher for giving them a lot of music themes to play during her premiership. From his album Live at the Point, which is a theater in Dublin, with his version of Ordinary Man. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Lunasa, and it was Bonnie's Light Horseman. We haven't heard that song in a while.
No, we haven't.
And that featured Natalie Merchant.
So I want to make announcements around the Irish, Breffni School of Irish Dance is having their show.
Oh, nice.
So we're all looking forward to that. That'll be on Friday, May 22nd at 5:30 p.m. at Nicholas's School in Down. Am I pronouncing that right?
I think so.
Okay.
Nicholas's.
Yeah. In Down, I repeat, at 5:30 p.m. on Friday, May 22nd. The Breffni School of Irish Dance will be doing their performances for each school that they have, the young'uns, the middle ones, and the older ones. So I'm really looking forward to that. For more information about that, you can give me a call at 413-770-7512. Tickets are sold to the show at 5:30. Or else you can obtain them at Irish Dance Berkshire, all one word, irishdanceberkshire.com. Tickets are available there as well. So that's on Friday, May 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Here you go. And now we're going to hear from you, Farm.
We're going to start out this set with Kingfisher.
Man be fed on love alone. If he's guided by the thorns around his heart, can the truth endure? When hope has flown, when all around begins to fall apart. Well, I sure hope so, 'cause I'm living it through day by day. And I sure hope so, 'cause I'm digging my grave, so they say. And I sure hope so, 'cause the end don't seem to justify the means, or so it seems. Gloria, what's another chain around my neck? Another little piece of what I left on. Gloria, just another thing I've left undone. Another perfect turn around the sun. At last, I see I'm wrong, and the path was just the same as what you said. Will I always find the ground I'm on, salted with the tears of our regret? Well, I don't think so, for the words are too sweet to be changed. And I don't think so, for our lives are too brief to be tamed. And I don't think so, for the knives in my back can be found anyhow. Lord, go!
fiancé. You tell me that you've got all the answers. You've got all the answers now. But some of these lines are blurred. Rest assured. And haven't you heard? You're walking around and you're falling in circles. And you're never gonna win this war. What wrongs are you righting? And why are you fighting?
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. You just heard from the Chieftains from one of their early albums, if not the first, Boil the Breakfast Early.
Boil the Breakfast Early.
And the name of the tune was Up Against the Bucolons. And before that, you heard from Enter the Haggis, who we've seen once upon a time back in Northampton, with their version of Andromeda from their album Aerials. I still use the word album. I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, how about it?
What did you start us off with, Farmer?
I started us out with Kingfisher, and they're a relatively new band, 2025. And they're, I don't think it was their number one song, but Gloria was the name of the song. And it came off their CD, Halcyon.
Okay. That was nice.
Yeah, it was.
So today in Irish history, the 10th of May, the year 1318.
1318.
1318. We're going back in the day, Farmer.
I guess.
While the Bruce campaign in Ireland was being conducted by Edward Bruce between 1315 and 1318, other battles occurred that did not directly involve the Scottish noblemen. One of the most decisive of these battles was the Battle of Dicer O'Day.
Dicer O'Day.
Which took place in what was once Brian Boru's Kingdom of Thurman on May 10, 1318. For generations, two factions of the O'Briens had been vying for control of Thurmond. In 1318, the king was Murta, and his challenger was Mehan, who allied with the Anglo-Norman Richard de Clare. The forces of de Clare met with those of Conor O'Day, an ally of Murta, in the village of Dicert O'Day, near the present town of Ennis, County Clare. Praises crawling with O'Briens. Yeah. De Clare divided his army into three columns, one of which he led to the home of Conor O'Day, believing his opponent to be outnumbered. His forces were promptly ambushed, and De Clare himself was hacked to pieces, as the nature of battles back then. The remaining two columns saw immediate revenge, and O'Day's troops were forced to take refuge in a nearby wood until they were reinforced by the arrival of Chieftain Phelim O'Connor, who killed De Clare's son. There were still more Normans than Irish, and it looked as though De Clare's men could be victorious, even having lost their leader. Finally, Murtaugh and his men saw the burning houses of the battle and rushed to meet their allies. O'Day and O'Connor were not sure at first if those approaching were coming to help them, but victory was now assured. After the battle, De Clare's widow fled to England, never to set foot in Ireland again, and Thurman remained free of foreign influence for another two centuries as a result of that battle.
There we go.
So it was very successful,
yes.
Apparently. You're going to play for something for us, Farm?
Yeah, this is going to be Gaelic Storm.
Mary's eyes are startling blue, and her hair's Newcastle gold, and she walks the thin white line between the body and the soul. She's as faithful to her history as a novice to his fast, for she's standing on the bones of Ireland's past. She is singing of the troubles and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine slipping through my trembling hand. And I wonder as I hear her that the spirit still shines through, and she can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart in two. Mary is wise, she is foolish. She's as constant as the tide, for it's a woman. sinners. We are heroes, we are thieves. We are all of us beginners on the road to Galilee. She is singing of the troubles and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine slipping through. Spirit still shines through, and she can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart in two.
ce tumlarin yo vanish tumlah kas mora karun yo vanish anma
tonal ce tonal ce tumlarin yo vanish tumlah kas mora karun yo vanish anma tonal ce tonal ce tumlarin yo vanish tumlah kas mora karun yo vanish anma
and now you say you're going back
And this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and like Kevin said, please stay tuned into our show again next week. And our sister city, don't forget, WSBR in Lee,
right.
88.1. Stay tuned to all my friends down there. And be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grim ugget agus a-hee-shuh-huggin'.